Chapter 80. Brothers. On History. Christopher Columbus was called the father of his country. Queen Isabella of Spain sold her watch and chain and other millinery so that Columbus could discover America. The Indian wars were very desecrating to the country. The Indians pursued their warfare by hiding in the bushes and then scalping them. Captain John Smith has been styled the father of his country. His life was saved by his daughter Pocahontas. The Puritans found an insane asylum in the wilds of America. The Stamp Act was to make everybody stamp all materials, so they should be null and void. Washington died in Spain almost broken-hearted. His remains were taken to the cathedral in Havana. Guerrilla warfare was where men rode on guerrillas. In Brooklyn, as in India, they examine a pupil, and when they find out he doesn't know anything, they put him into literature, or geometry, or astronomy, or government, or something like that, so that he can properly display the assification of the whole system on literature. Bracebridge Hall was written by Henry Irving. Edgar A. Poe was a very curdling writer. Beowulf wrote the scriptures. Ben Jonson survived Shakespeare in some respects. In the Canterbury Tale it gives account of King Alfred on his way to the shrine of Thomas Bucket. Chaucer was the father of English pottery. Chaucer was succeeded by H. Watts. Longfellow. We will finish with a couple of samples of literature, one from America, the other from India. The first is a Brooklyn public school boy's attempt to turn a few verses of the Addy of the Lake into prose. You will have to concede that he did it. The man who rode on the horse performed the whip, and an instrument made of steel alone with strong ardor not diminishing, for, being tired from the time passed with hard labor overworked with anger and ignorant with weariness, while every breath for labor lie drew with cries full of sorrow, the young deer made imperfect who worked hard filtered in sight. The following paragraph is from a little book which is famous in India, the biography of a distinguished Hindu judge, Anukul Chunder Mukherjee. It was written by his nephew, and is unintentionally funny in fact, exceedingly so. I offer here the closing scene. If you would like to sample the rest of the book, it can be had by applying to the publishers, Messrs. Thacker, Spink & Company, Calcutta, N.D. Having said these words, he hermetically sealed his lips, not to open them again. All the well-known doctors of Calcutta that could be procured for a man of his position and wealth were brought, Doctors Payne, Ferrer, and Nomadhub Mukherjee and others. They did what they could do, with their puissance and knack of medical knowledge, but it proved after all, as if to milk the ram. His wife and children had not the mournful consolation to hear his last words. He remained sotto voce for a few hours, and then was taken from us at 6:12 p.m. according to the caprice of God which passeth understanding. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.